I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
What's the biggest indicator of the strength of a college football program? Rivals has arrived. All right, welcome to another episode of Rivals. Scott Mitchell, Jason Buck.
Big Buck.
The Buck is in the town. In the town.
In the town?
I don't know what that means.
In the house.
He's in the house. He's in our house in the middle of our street. Our house.
Hey, that's a good 80s song right there.
Okay, I'm really curious. What is the biggest indicator of the strength of a college football program? Is it the recruiting class? Is it the championships you win? Or is it the guys you put in the NFL?
I think, buddy, and there's no doubt in my mind, hands down, it's the guys you put in the NFL.
Really?
Hands down.
Come on. No. Of the strength of your program?
Yeah.
Okay, USC probably puts more guys in the pros. Do they have a strong program?
Not right now.
I know. But so what are you talking about?
Oh, because I go back, look.
You're
back
saying
in the glory days, you look at Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, look at the final four teams in the playoffs. They're putting guys in the NFL. It all equates to the same. If you got guys going in the NFL like we did in 85 and we had and I'm not talking about guys who just got tryouts. I'm talking about guys that stuck in the NFL and got on an active roster.
Guys who played in the NFL.
Active roster and played, which is a huge difference. And we had like seven off of our defense and like five off of our offense from the 85 team starters that played on rosters in the NFL. And that equated to championships. Those guys were involved in the national championship year, being 11-2 in 85 and playing Ohio State and beating the crap out of them in a losing effort. But I mean, it's those type of players that affects the program. It equates to championships. It tells you how you're recruiting, because if you have the ability to forecast players correctly, that's better, I think, than the 2-, 3-, 4-star, 5-star rating system that, is such a roll of the dice that they have right now. You got 5 stars that totally flop or 4 stars that totally flop, and you have 1- and 2-stars that develop into NFL players. So I think it's the final product that's kicked out the end of the pipe. You're jamming the pipe full of your college recruits at the start, but coming out the end of that pipe.
So stars going in don't necessarily matter.
No. I mean, it's a general indicator.
Look, if you have,
it's not a perfect indicator.
Sure, because there are guys – it's not an aberration, like 1 5-star guy never made it. Like, there have been a lot.
Yeah.
There have been a lot of no-star, 2-star guys. That's not an aberration on the other end.
Yeah.
Those guys make it. And so
– you got the Jerry Rices coming out of some unknown college somewhere.
It's how these guys develop and grow.
Yes.
I mean, you are a perfect example of that.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if you even give me a star coming from a high school of 25
students. Well, I'll give you a gold star on your forehead. I mean, I would be happy to do that.
For the size of my forehead?
Well, okay, maybe I'd have to give you a couple of stars. I'll give you a cluster. We'll make like the Big Dipper. We'll make stars, the Big Dipper stars in your
– Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll put that on your forehead. So certainly – the star isn't the ultimate indicator. It's that a player goes to a school and they're well coached and they're developed.
Yes,
and the greatest potential they can reach is accomplished.
That's what,
when they go to school.
That is, dude, and that, so you put it very well.
So you look at a school like USC and you go, they're not maximizing the talent that they're given.
Absolutely not.
And you have to wonder, because a lot of these schools will just go, we got the best athletes. We're just going to show up on the field. We're just going to beat you because we're better.
Exactly. Right?
And where Kyle Whittingham at Utah goes, look, I know we're not better, so we got to out-coach you. We got to outwork you. We got to out-develop you.
Out-develop you.
And they've learned how to do that.
That's what Utah has to do. That's what BYU has to do. And that's what Lavelle did so well, you know, at the height of his career. He was putting players in the NFL, which showed how he was developing them, like how he was spotting them, recruiting them, identifying them, their athleticism, their upside, and then putting them in a system. And out the end of that pipe, he was kicking out NFL players and championships.
And the reality of championships, though, is it's so arbitrary. Like, it's just hard to win because you just don't line up on the field and say, okay, whoever wins on the field is the best team.
Right.
You know, you have Paul Feinbaum who just goes, yeah, we don't want any Utah. Who wants Utah there, right?
Right.
And so it's just – it's opinion-based, and it's not really indicative of the type of team you actually have. So winning championships – although it's nice, isn't necessarily the best indicator of how strong your program really is. I mean, you have Boise State, 100%. You have a Washington, you have a Utah. You have a lot of these schools that have really good, sound, strong programs, probably not going to win a championship, or it's extremely hard under this current format for a team like that to even sniff it. But yet their programs are still really strong.
Really strong.
All right. Well, Rivals has arrived.
So you're agreeing with me.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Saying there's a chance.
Of course. No, I totally agree with you.
The NFL players kicking out into that pipe.
Yep. I think it's interesting. Okay, this round of Rivals is over. He's Jason Buck. I'm Scott Mitchell. We are powered by KSLSports.com. Find us on Facebook at The Rivals Podcast, Twitter at The Rivals Show. And until then, and I mean then, anytime then, do not act like Jason.